haven't felt so young for years, thought Peter, feeling like a child who runs out of doors and sees, as he runs, his old nurse waving at the wrong window. As he walked across Trafalgar Square, he noticed a young woman.
She's extraordinarily attractive, he thought,
walking in the direction of the Haymarket. Young, but stately. Merry, but discreet. Black, but enchanting. Peter started following with excitement. You, she seemed to say. The wind made her thin, long cloak blow out tenderly, like arms opening and taking the tired. But she's not married. She's quite young, thought Peter. She waited at the curbstone. There was a dignity about her. She was not worldly, not rich like Clarissa. Was she, he wondered, respectable? She moved. She crossed. He followed her. To embarrass her was the last thing he wanted. But if she stopped, he would say, "Come and have an ice." And she would answer, perfectly simply, "Oh, yes." But other people got between them in the street. She went on across Piccadilly and up Regent Street ahead of him, her cloak, her gloves, her shoulders. Laughing and delightful, she had crossed Oxford Street and Great Portland Street and turned down one of the little streets, and now she slowed down, opened her bag, and with one look in his direction, but not at him, one look that said, "Goodbye forever," she fitted her key, opened the door, and was gone. Clarissa's voice saying, "Remember my party?" sang in his ears. It was over. "Well, I've had my fun," he thought, looking up at the hanging baskets of pale geraniums. He's invented fun with the girl. He turned, went up the street, thinking to find somewhere to sit till it was time for Lincoln's Inn, for the solicitors.